On-demand audio of Carolina Live is presented by Ortho Carolina. This is Carolina Live from Classical Public Radio and South Carolina ETV Radio, and I'm your host, Lauren Rico. This edition of the program is featuring music from concerts presented by the respected production entity Charlotte Concerts. This part of the program focuses on an evening with the gold medal winner of the 14th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, Vadim Kolodenko. Kolodenko was born in 1986 in Kiev, Ukraine. His performance at the Van Cliburn competition was rather legendary, as he was said to have captured the attention of jury, audience, and critics alike for, quote, mesmerizing and exhilarating performances that brought the crowd to their feet, cheering him like a rock star. Vadim Kolodenko is the first musician in his family. He made his first appearances in the United States, China, Hungary, and Croatia at the age of 13. He currently resides in Moscow with his wife and 2-year-old daughter. Kolodenko has previously worked with Yuri Bashmet, Vladimir Spivakov, and other distinguished conductors, and has performed across the globe in Austria, China, the Czech Republic, France, Germany, Israel, Italy, Japan, Switzerland, and the United States. He released recordings of Liszt, Rachmaninoff, and Mettner on Russia's TV Culture label in 2009. An avid chamber musician as well as a gifted soloist, he performed and recorded a CD with violinist Elena Baeva and performed a piano duet with Andrei Gugnin, which they dubbed iDuo. The duo has released a recording with Delos Records. Kolodenko's performance for Charlotte Concerts was an all-Rachmaninoff event, and it began with that composer's Piano Sonata No. 1 in D minor. It's a work that was completed in 1908, the first of 3 Dresden pieces, along with the Symphony No. 2 and part of an opera, which were composed in the quiet city of Dresden, Germany. It was originally inspired by Goethe's tragic play Faust, and although Rachmaninoff abandoned the idea soon after beginning composition, traces of this influence can still be found. After numerous revisions and substantial cuts made at the advice of his colleagues, he completed it on April 11, 1908. Konstantin Igumnov gave the premiere in Moscow on October 17, 1908. It received a lukewarm response there and remains one of the more underperformed of Rachmaninoff's works. It has 3 movements and is structured like a typical classical sonata. It's played now by Vadim Kolodenko on Classical Public Radio's Carolina Live. That's Sergei Rachmaninoff's Piano Sonata No. 1 in D minor, played by the gold medal winner at the 14th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, Vadim Kolodenko, part of a Rachmaninoff-based concert at the Halton Theater in Charlotte. That work was the longest single piece presented. To conclude our sampling of the evening's music, we have two piano transcriptions by Rachmaninoff of other composers' works. He had a very successful performing career, and he often included his transcriptions in his concerts. First, you'll hear Johann Sebastian Bach's Suite from the Partita in E major. Originally written by Bach for solo violin, Rachmaninoff made transcriptions of three of its movements, the Prelude, Gavotte, and lively concluding Gigue. Following that will be Rachmaninoff's take on a piece by Franz Schubert. One of that composer's best-loved songs, Wohin, Where To, is the second of 20 songs that make up Schubert's cycle, The Miller's Beautiful Daughter, composed in 1823. It's called a stream song, with a young man setting out, pulled along by the seductive sound of murmuring water, heard in the quiet work of the pianist's left hand. Rachmaninoff made his transcription for solo piano in 1925. Bach, then Schubert, both treated in loving fashion by Sergei Rachmaninoff and played by Vadim Kolodenko on Carolina Live. Thank you. piano transcriptions by Sergei Rachmaninoff there. First, Johann Sebastian Bach's suite from the Partita in E major. Then a song by Franz Schubert, Wohin, Where To? That music was part of a concert by Van Cliburn Gold Medal winner Vadim Kolodenko, presented at the Halton Theater by Charlotte Concerts. A wonderful way to end this edition of Carolina Live. But we have another for you next week at the same time. I hope you'll make plans to be here.
Carolina Live is a production of WDAV Classical Public Radio, a service of Davidson College in Davidson, North Carolina, and South Carolina ETV Radio, WEPR 90.1 in Greenville, WLTR 91.3 in Columbia, and WSCI 89.3 in Charleston. The executive producers of Carolina Live are Sherry Hutchinson for ETV Radio, Frank Dominguez for WDAV. Our thanks to Josh Sacco for recordings used on the program. Tam Ferguson manages the Carolina Live website with help from Jennifer McGivney and Allison Fuhrer, and we receive valuable production help from John Gasque, Grant Jackson, and Skip Beach at ETV Radio. I'm Mike McKay, the program's producer. Visit us online at carolinalive.org.
Carolina Live is presented by Ortho Carolina with orthopedic offices throughout the region, featuring comprehensive orthopedic care in the areas of foot, hand, shoulder, elbow, and spine, as well as sports medicine and pediatrics. Additional services include physical therapy, MRI, and post-surgical support. You improved. Information at orthocarolina.com. Carolina Live is also made possible by the WDAV Listen Live Fund. Contributors include the Jane Cook Brin Music Education Fund and the estates of Carol Douglas and Edwin Schoaf Sr. in memory of Francis White Schoaf. Thanks for listening to Carolina Live. I'm Lauren Rico.